Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
They don't call it March Makes Sense. It was nuts yesterday. Princeton.
Was it? Because Pat Costello said it was underwhelming.
What?
Well, it was.
That was the first thing I said. It was great. He said, it was underwhelming.
Yeah, it was two games, but it was really underwhelming.
What are you talking about? A two-seed loss.
Yeah, I know, but it was.
A two-seed loss to Princeton.
To an Ivy League school.
Yeah, but usually it feels like you get a couple of those out of the season.
You did. You got UVA losing to Furman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
But it doesn't.
You need everyone to lose?
No, it just seems, for some reason, it just seems in the past it was, I don't know how to say it. It was, I guess it would be teams that you expect, right, to go and be in the Final Four that would get popped early. Mm-hmm. It was Jay Wright. I mean, that's, Jay Wright.
Jay Wright killing it, too.
Not Jay Wright, the coach, but Jay Wright.
But see, what happens with college basketball, though, Key, is like there's not as much brand recognition for the players these days as there is for the school. Like, even that's changed, right? But when you think about Kansas, like, a lot of people who don't follow college basketball probably would have a hard time telling you a player on Kansas, even though they were ranked, right? But you know Bill Self.
Yeah, I watched him in the championship against Texas.
Right, you'd be able to talk about, like, Jalen Wilson, guys like that, if you follow them. But so I think a lot of people don't really know what to think because the market is saturated, right? You got a lot of the G League, all these other leagues.
Yeah, but no, that's true, but okay, so when you say underwhelming to me, so here's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. Virginia's always losing. So that is not a, like, I'm not like, ooh, but let's say, for instance, if Duke would have lost, that right there would have been like, oh my God.
Because they whooped up on a team that some people thought might be a sneaky
little
team.
No, because Duke doesn't lose in the first round.
I would say
Virginia loses in the first round. Virginia loses in the first round. They get bounced a lot early. So it's like, if they win, great. If they lose, okay, I almost like expect for them to lose. I don't expect for Duke to lose. I don't expect if Kentucky's in it for them to lose or North Carolina in it for them to. You just don't expect for them to.
Jay, would you say it's fair? Like, this is my impression of yesterday, okay? Yes, this is March Madness. This feels familiar. I wouldn't say underwhelmed. I also wouldn't say, oh my God, we've never seen this before. This is the typical kind of thing you get, right, in this tournament. It's why people like it. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I never said it was like the most exciting first day of the tournament in the history of the tournament.
But it was certainly March Madness.
I wouldn't go the opposite extreme. Agreed. Like Pat Costello did and say it's just underwhelming.
Pat Costello thinks he could throw for 10 yards in an NFL game. Hey, what are we looking forward to today? Number 10, USC. Number 7, Michigan State. 12:15 p.m.
Yeah, that's a good one because the coach is in my Trojans. I 10-7. I still think that if USC comes and they plays the way that they're capable of playing, they got length. They're big. I haven't really watched Michigan State, to be honest with you. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I'm Jay Will and I'm dialed into college basketball every single day. But I'm rooting for my Trojans.
Yeah, you got Iona versus UConn. UConn is a favorite pick for a lot of people to get to the Final Four.
4:30 p.m. game.
Rick Pitino, who might be the next head coach of St. John's, which is interesting to watch.
And CJ, if Iona and Rick beats UConn, to me that's like a, oh my God, that's one of those moments. Yeah. That's a big one. Yeah. That's a big, because you don't expect them to beat them, and many people have UConn in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big one.
That would be a big one to me.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going to, so amazing.
And also, you got another one. You got, Providence versus Kentucky. It was like a month and a half, 2 months ago. You didn't think Kentucky were going to make
it. What's that connection? I feel like there's a connection there.
So, Ed Cooley, who's the head coach for Providence, who's done a hell of a job with Providence, is also the guy that I said the other day, if he wanted to, his daughter goes to Georgetown, probably end up getting the Georgetown job.
No, that's not the connection. The connection, I feel like Coach coached at Providence, right? Didn't he coach?
Calipari.
Didn't Coach Cal? Oh, Rick Pitino, okay.
Yeah. By the way, you're not the first one to do that, Keith.
I don't know why I always get them mixed up.
Come on, everyone, Calipari and Pitino? Yeah.
Right?
That used to happen more than it happens nowadays, as a matter of fact.
Okay, all right. Never mind, no connection. But back to what you were saying about Iona, Rick Pitino could get that St. John's job, right? I mean, probably is the front runner for it. Isn't it amazing 10 years ago, guy was looking for a job?
He would never coach again.
He would never coach again. Now he's getting ready to take, you know, he's in the tournament and he's having an opportunity to try and go and get this St. John's job. And, oh, God, Lou Carnesecca got to be just.
Did he do the steps correctly?
I mean, I don't even remember.
Jay has a whole number of steps.
He just took time off and just started winning again.
Right. Well, there's no better elixir than winning.
Agreed.
American sports culture, win.
Can you win? Well, I guess you can win at St. John's, right? I mean, you just got to be the right guy.
Yeah, you can win at St. John's. I mean, you have to.
I just hear a lot of people. I just hear a lot of people complain about the location of the school, the facilities, how hard it is to recruit. But I guess you could just stay right in your little, you know, New York area and get the best players out of that particular area, region.
I mean, our own Fran Fischello, who calls a lot of games for the Big 12, literally had that place popping, man. I mean, that's when he had Elton Brand, Eric Barkley, a lot of those guys. So it can be done there. You just have to, I mean, you have to dabble in the transfer portal. You really have to play that game. I mean, that's how a team like Pittsburgh became good overnight.
See, when I look at St. John's, though, I would think that not only the transfer portal – but the NIL space from all the grads in the New York area would step up to a collective and be able to lend a hand to help.
Yeah.
It is time for the Boost Mobile Tournament Preview.
The Furman Paladins shock Virginia and secure their first NCAA tournament win in 49 years.
Those are moments I've craved my whole life and I feel like I'm built for it. And I had full belief it was going in, and it did.
And it just so happens that we have Furman head coach Bob Ritchie with us right now on KJM. Morning, coach.
Congratulations, coach.
Hey, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. What a night.
It has been 50 years, half a century since you won an NCAA tournament game. How's it feel to finally get the second one?
Well, you know, it's been 43 years since Furman's even been in the dance. And so to be back, it was an unbelievable experience for our program and our university. But, you know, it's something we talked about after our conference tournament. There's two ways to go about this, to enjoy being in it or try to go win in it. And, you know, our guys had a great week of practice. And it was a hard game. You know, we didn't lead much of the game, but our group was resilient down the stretch. And we had a few things bounce our way late. And then, obviously, JP made the big shot to give us the big win.
Bob, tell me what exactly was going through your head. Obviously, you put your team in defensive schemes to create chaos. And then, obviously, depending upon how the offensive team reacts to the chaos, your ability to capitalize. But take me what went through your mind exactly when you saw Kihei Clark loft that ball up in the air after he got trapped in the backcourt.
Well, you know, it all happened so fast. I mean, we were down 4 with 19 seconds to go. And I was trying to figure out if I wanted to go for 3 or 2. And we decided to go for 2 quick. And we got fouled and hit the 2 free throws. So we were down 2. And basically, we went to a face guard press just to see if we can get a 5-second count. The possession arrow favored us. So we were trying to see if we could just deny the inbounds, see if we get a 5-second count. And if we couldn't, to try to get at least one trap. That's all we were going to have time for. And so when it happened, we didn't get the trap immediately. They threw it back to the inbounder, to Kihei. And then I'm standing basically as low on the sideline as I can, almost to the baseline. And I'm almost about to start yelling foul because they had him trapped for a few seconds and the clock was running. But just about that time, you know, he jumped up in the air and threw that ball. And my first instinct was, man, is somebody back there? You know, you think of the Purdue play he made. Yeah. Not the same play, but something similar with it. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, do we not have it covered? Have we pushed all 5 guys up? And then I look back, and all I see is Garrett. I just see our player, and the ball's going right to him. And then so you're kind of surveying, like, who's close to him. And I saw Slauson to his left, saw Pegues to his right, and he threw it to Pegues. And Pegues had a very similar shot in high school in a state playoff game. It was one of the big reasons I was drawn to him when I saw it, just a clutch moment. And knowing that he just – when I saw that, I was like, you know what, he's probably going to hit this shot. And sure enough, the ball went in, and it was an incredible 20 seconds.
Coach, you've been at Furman 6 years. Was that the most excitement you've seen in the post-game locker room in 6 years that you've been there?
There's no question. I mean, we've had some fun ones. You know, we've been fortunate enough to win at Villanova the year after they won the national championship and win at Louisville. And, you know, we've had some good moments, but that was the best one. That was outside of, just to be quite honest with you, outside my wedding day and the day my three kids were born, that was the greatest day of my life so far. And, you know, just to see the story, just to see the joy of our players, you know, I don't know how much background you guys know on it, but, you know, we got beat at the buzzer last year at our conference tournament on a 35-foot shot, and we had two seniors decide to come back. And it wasn't – they didn't agree to a dime. They wanted to come back, and they wanted to finish the story. And we were so close. You know, we thought we broke the streak of 42 years. And the neat story about it all is those two decided to go against the trend of what we see in college athletics right now of just – hey, go to what you think is greener. Go to what you think is bigger. Go if it's not, you know, and they stayed. And not only did they stay, they've now been a part of the greatest team ever in the history of the program. And, you know, yesterday Mike Botwell fouled out, and I wish they would have had the clip of it. It's an it's the best player-led huddle I've ever seen. And I was talking to the ref because they fouled him out, and I got back in the huddle, and Mike Botwell sitting in my chair. And he's looking at the team, and the first thing I hear is he said, "You guys don't need me to win this game. We're going to win this thing because we're a team." And he said, "I'm going to sit over here. I'm going to cheer you guys on." He said, "We're going to find a way to put the jersey on one more time." And, you know, from that point forward, it just kind of gave us a little bit of a jolt. And Slauson went out there and scored 9 points in a row. And, you know, the rest is history.
Coach Bob Ritchie, Furman's first tournament win in a half century. Congratulations, Coach, and best of luck going forward. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good luck, Bob.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on.
You got it,
all right, Coach.
Switch to Boost Mobile for the power to save on one of America's largest 5G networks. Coming up, we've been asking you all day, who's your most and least favorite? Your favorite and your least favorite. Current
least favorite
athlete.
Max. Most favorite, Jay.
Okay. You know what? I'm flattered. It means I'm an athlete. That's what he just said. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM,
come on,
channel
Max.
80. I appreciate it.
You don't like it?
I appreciate it.
I messed up. I messed up coming out of that break, man.
So.
I mean, my most hated is Duke and J. Will. My most beloved is Max Kellerman. He's still.
There you go. Oh, that's a freestyle.
God, please stop.
Don't do it, huh, Jay?
We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
What are you drinking, carrot juice?
A little carrot juice.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to get avocado put in the carrot juice for you, but.
I remember my mother used to try to get me to do that. Carrot juice as a kid and what was the other one? The tomato thingy. It was like the tomato juice in a can.
Tomato juice?
Yeah.
Oh.
You a V8 dude?
Yeah, V8. That was it. V8.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I would take that down when I was a kid all day. V8.
What?
Oh, I used to love V8.
I know my wife has my kids going. My kids love tofu sticks.
My kids
nowadays.
I'm like, can we have more tofu sticks?
They ask
more broccoli
for vegetables
like,
and salads and stuff.
More broccoli? What is going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
Tofu sticks in dry
kids ought
seaweed.
To be ashamed of themselves
today.
Like,
come on, man.
Oh, those
like
dry seaweed snacks.
Oh, those are so good. All those are so good.
All like, in their teeth.
Down in one place, please.
But they're so good. You ever try them, Key? You ever try those?
It stinks. I hate seaweed.
Have you ever
tried? I don't eat seaweed.
Have you ever tried?
No.
Key?
I don't like the smell of it.
Listen to me. I hear what you're saying. The ones with the salt on them, you would tear those up. Trust me.
I don't like the smell. I don't eat seaweed in my sushi, so
Yates asked me.
I'm a rice paper guy.
Yates doesn't know what a tofu stick
is. Wait, so no
tofu.
Veggie sticks like normal children, like tofu sticks? Like what
tofu
type
sticks.
Of,
100%.
These kids want chicken nuggets. You're giving them tofu sticks.
I mean,
I'm wrong with chicken nuggets either.
No chicken nuggets, but those chicken nuggets lobster too. Tail and tofu
dinosaur
sticks.
Shaped
no,
chicken
my
nuggets.
Kids, no, my don't, kids, they never
Jay,
taste you, wrong with lobster tail.
Jay, Key, you get them the dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets?
And tofu sticks are really cheap. What are you talking about, Yates?
I've never heard of a tofu stick in my life. I'm not in the bracket.
Google tofu sticks and costs and find out how much they cost.
Yates only got about three things he can eat.
You can go pick up tofu sticks in a heartbeat.
Very true, Max.
Yeah, I've seen it.
No, tofu sticks, I don't eat that. That's the kids, man. Seaweed, all that. I don't fool with it.
I eat tofu, like tofu and rice together.
Whatever
I can't.
Whatever
I
my
like
kids eat, I wind up eating right off.
Exactly.
Whatever they don't finish, I eat.
It's called.
Yeah,
eat
but you're a garbage disposal, Max. House. I've seen you
no
eat.
Doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
You eat fast for no reason at all.
No,
I
inhale.
I told
no
you,
time.
You European meal, right? I'm from L.A. Yeah. I go to lunch at 2. I don't get back until 7 o'clock.
He goes straight from lunch the previous day to this show in the morning.
That's how you know you sit out and you just
yeah. The weather's nice. It's Mediterranean style.
You just sit there, Jay.
Like, man, I had three margaritas, and it's
like, hey, man,
1 o'clock.
Get with Jay, for real. You go to lunch out here.
What just happened?
You go to lunch at like 12:30. You still there till 6?
Such a good life out in L.A. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Your favorite and least favorite athlete, Benjamin, in Los Angeles.
Oh, L.A. Speaking
what's
of L.A.
up?
What's up,
man?
Max? What's
y'all
up,
know
ben?
Who it is, man. Y'all know who it is.
Los oh, that's
Angeles,
right. He don't like
you know
to be called
Ben. Indianapolis. Yeah, you know, but it's
what
not
up,
love
Benny?
With you, man. Hey, I was going to say, man, what's up, y'all? I was going to say that Meeshawn, Keyshawn, Weeshawn, I see some big branding right there, man.
Meeshawn, Keyshawn, Weeshawn.
But, yes, sir. So, but now I wanted to say, man, you know, much love to y'all, but, man, that poll, that has got to be the wackest thing I've ever heard in my life. First of all, you probably can find it on straighthaters.com, because like if somebody's sitting here watching sports and really determining whether they like a person, I'm sure they have no idea who these people are. It's like, man, get a hug or something, man. Come on now. Like, but anyway, I did want to say a couple things, man. On that thing, I think basketball players are more known than these football players. Like Michael Jordan, there was no athlete bigger than Michael Jordan.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And I think if you put Tom Brady and LeBron James in a room, more people going to flock to LeBron James than Tom Brady.
Worldwide, I think that's certainly true. I would say you're also right about select NBA superstars versus your average, or maybe even your average NBA player versus your average NFL player. But when you get to the most famous quarterbacks, I think they are equivalent and maybe even
stronger. So you think Aaron Rodgers is more known in the United States than Steph Curry?
Maybe, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not even close.
No way.
You think Steph Curry is more well-known than Aaron Rodgers?
It's not even close.
I don't know about that.
It's not close,
maybe the greatest
Max.
Shooter to ever play the game of basketball.
Not only the greatest shooter to ever play basketball. Mm-hmm. Now, forget that part. Every kid in America
relates to him.
Relates to him.
No doubt.
My son is still shooting from the hip. Mm-hmm. Okay, trying to emulate this dude. Ain't nobody in their backyard talking about I want to be Aaron Rodgers.
Be a good question. Like, what's the Q rating, right? Like, that's probably something that's
we still measure
researchable.
By Q ratings?
Or whatever it is. The QBR rating.
Is it Q
John rating? In North Carolina, you're on KJM.
R&D.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up, baby?
Hey, I'm gonna say my favorite athlete is Pat Mahomes. It's just something about him. I know it's sacrilegious to use MJ, but he kind of reminds me of like the Michael Jordan of football. Like,
get it.
You just know he's going to be good every game, no matter what. No matter who they're playing, you know he's going to pull, like a magician, pull a rabbit out of his hat.
Yeah. He and looks different like MJ did. He wins the most like MJ did. Yep.
Yeah. And my least favorite athlete is a tie. It's a tie between Draymond Green and Aaron Rodgers. And this is even before everything that's going on now. Draymond Green always kind of gave me that Debo from Friday vibe. Like, he just walked around just wanting to start stuff all the time until eventually he was going to run into the wrong person. So that's just kind of the vibe he gave me. And Aaron Rodgers, before everything that's going on, and now that with everything going on with Aaron Rodgers now, he just kind of – I feel like he's hustled the game. He's hustled the NFL to pretty much schedule his own retirement. You know what I mean?
So why you hit on him?
He got a cold hustle because I want to be – John, I want that hustle.
Yeah, why do you hit on him?
It is something that's going to be – to see how people weigh in on this as – NFL quarterbacks become more like NBA players dictating where they want to go and how they go about doing it. It does allow their personalities to come out a little bit more and how they handle that.
But see, I don't think you're going to see, Jay, I don't think you're going to see. Most NFL quarterbacks don't have an Aaron Rodgers like situation.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson.
Aaron Rodgers is at the back end of his career. He spent 18 years in one location.
Right.
Right? NBA guys, theirs is happening in 4 years, 5 years. They're
every
trying
three,
to
4 years, yeah.
Yeah. Where at the quarterback spot, it's not like that. You can dictate what you want at the organization that you are at as long as you are good. So for 15 years, Aaron Rodgers as a starting quarterback, three backing up Favre, 15 as a starter – in Green Bay, dictated what he wanted at that organization. Mm-hmm. And to such due time that they like, you know what, man? You on the back end. You ain't not got nothing but 1 or 2 years. See you later.
Meantime, he said Draymond Green is one of his least favorite athletes along with Roger. Draymond is like this generation's Charles Barkley in terms of the position he holds in the league personality-wise. I like Draymond.
You think he's liked like Charles Barkley is liked?
Barkley was extremely polarizing back then. A lot of people didn't like Barkley.
Even when Barkley was throwing people through windows,
yeah,
people liked that. Because
whoever he threw for the – because if he did it,
shouldn't
you thought,
have been messing with him in the first
that.
Damn
yeah,
place.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like, you deserve to get thrown through the window. You shouldn't have been
Barkley
bothering him.
That dude probably had a cover. Who is your least favorite athlete?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
I'm on the show with a lot of food snobs. You all got a lot, like we talked during the break about what you would and wouldn't eat and all that. We talked about it last segment. You might, food is an issue of preference, not standards. You would eat something it's not as good as something else, but it's not like you're not going to eat it if you're hungry. Stop.
I'm just going to let you keep talking because you're going to talk yourself into foolishness.
What?
Like the fact that you think that all mac and cheese is the same because it's cheese.
No,
is that
never
what the conversation
that.
Was around?
Never said that.
Is that what the conversation was doing?
You essentially said that, Max. Because
never.
You said,
I'm not arguing some mac and cheese isn't way better than others. I'm saying the worst mac and cheese is a soggy noodle with cheese on it. I still tear that
I'm
up.
I'm not Why? Eating that.
All right. So that's you.
I'm not eating mac and cheese
so
from.
Just, if you're saying if you're hungry.
Yeah.
And you saw a horrible piece of mac and cheese and you know it's not going to be good, you'll still eat it.
Because not good is relative. Not as good as good mac and cheese, obviously, but better than nothing. And by the way, noodles and cheese taste good.
Look, Max, of course eating something when you have nothing is better than nothing.
I'm not saying if you're starving, Key. I'm saying, if you're hungry, the point is, okay.
If you're hungry, you that means you're starving.
Okay,
what are
look,
you talking about?
You want something to eat. Do you think noodles taste good by themselves, yes or no? Because I think, yeah, they're pretty good. They're not the best thing ever. They're pretty good. Do I think melted cheese is good? Yes, I do. You put them together, even if it's all jacked
that's
up compared to official
cheese,
mac
though.
And cheese, I'll still eat it.
But that's not mac and cheese, man. That's some Velveeta slices melted on something, put into a damn oven. Nobody's eating that. So, like, well, who... Like
nobody
who in
is
the
hell? Not the case.
I ate that a lot growing up.
I eat it right now.
You're grown. You're in a different world now, Jay. Stop always trying to be the contrarian about what you ate as a kid. Of course we ate. Of course we ate spam as kids.
Right now, you're my least favorite athlete, Keyshawn Johnson.
All right. I'm not doing it.
Keyshawn.
No, but hold on. Don't you try to slide past this macaroni and cheese conversation. The callers are going to sit tight. Mac and cheese is made a certain way with passion. Mm-hmm. You've got to do it a certain way. Mm-hmm. It ain't as simple as Velveeta slices melted and then putting some cheddar cheese on top of it and throwing it in the damn oven, Max. Mm-hmm. You got to put your elbows in it. You've got to have a recipe with it.
Sure.
It's got to be some egg and some milk and some different cheeses and then some salt and maybe a little bit of pepper. And you got to have the right noodle. You can't just all
What's
of a sudden.
The right noodle?
I would say a large elbow is the right noodle. You know, if you can't get a large, small ones are fine. But
you're describing excellent mac and cheese.
That's what the hell you want.
My grandmother had a little luncheonette, like worked 16 hours a day in the Bronx, like a little hole in the wall, right, in the 50s and stuff, right? Made knisha kluch. That's
butter.
Like tiny little knishas, right?
Oh.
Delicious, peppery. I loved them, right? Because she was alive till I was about almost 13, all right? That's a real knish, okay? I go to a hot dog stand in New York City and get a knish. It's nasty compared to the knishes my grandmother used to make, but I'll tear it up.
That's your question.
Like, it's not like I ain't going to eat it because you know why? Potatoes taste good with some pepper on them.
You still going to hot dog stands in New York City?
No, I'm sad. I haven't been in a long time, but if someone handed me a knish and it was time to eat and I was hungry and I didn't care about like being in shape or anything like that,
let me ask you a question. You like fried chicken, obviously, Max.
Yeah, of course.
You like shake and bake?
I'll eat some shake and bake in
man,
a second.
Give me the caller, man. I can't talk
in
to
a second. Why wouldn't you? You don't like chicken?
I can't do shake and bake.
I can't do shake and bake.
Would I rather have real fried chicken?
You know what my mother would do?
I go to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
My mother would whoop my ass if I went and brought some shake and bake home and told her,
see, it's not, it's
cook
not,
this for me.
For me, it's not
man,
cultural.
She would whoop me,
it's
man.
Just food. I don't have to attach anything to it. It's not
that it's cultural or not cultural.
I'm not attaching anything to it.
Look, it's not that.
Yeah.
It's shake and bake. She would get so angry if I was to be like, oh, Mom, I want this.
Because you don't
so
want
gross.
It. But if you're hungry, someone hands you some shake and bake ahead. You don't eat
right.
it. I'll eat it.
All
just
right.
hand it to me.
I eat bologna
Al
from
Harlan,
Georgia.
Yeah, what's wrong with bologna? You act like y'all some food snobs. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not doing it.
I'll tear up a bologna sandwich. What's up, Al?
It's an honor to talk to you guys, man. I'm telling you guys, make my morning. I can't start my morning off without you guys, man, and I just want to say all three of you, I don't even know how they match you guys up, man, but they did a hell of a job with it.
Well, thank you, man. I put this together.
All-time best trio, man. I know. I don't even know if they got trios out there, but you guys definitely top of the list, man. But my all-time, I guess, dislike player, it got to be Aaron Rodgers, man. I mean, from the vaccination I guess he didn't want to tell the truth
Immunized.
Or didn't tell a lie.
Immunized.
I don't know which one it is. And then the whole Davante Adams thing, man. Come on, man. He's supposed to be your guy, and you let him get out of there. You couldn't even get a side conversation with him and say, hey, man, I'm staying. I need you back. You know?
Yeah, but
and now what's going on, man? I mean.
Yeah, but Al, on, the reason Davante Adams left, you see why he left. Because Aaron Rodgers couldn't give him a definitive – answer
exactly.
on what he wanted to do from a career wise,
jerk.
So
he's
he had
jerk.
To leave.
He's a jerk,
but he had to leave because if he had stayed in, if he would have stayed in Green Bay and took Green Bay's money, Al, now Aaron Rodgers leaves, he's stuck with Jordan Love. He like, nah, forget it, man. I want out.
Yep, I ain't trying to do that.
He want out.
Adam in Maryland, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hey, how you doing? Wow, I think that guy's right, man. You guys got put together somebody. Somebody produced you guys. I mean, putting you guys together is amazing. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Real quick, I don't want to go there, man. And I don't think this would have, when I was poll was taken, but just recently, an amazing athlete, a guy that's a showboat, guy that plays the game, knows how to compete. He just gave $3.7 million to Towers and Thomas. So I'm going with Conor McGregor right now, to me, is my favorite athlete. He just I can't believe he gave that much money that quick. And that's money. That's not like $10,000, $100,000. He gave $3.7 million, even $1 million on a TV show recently. So that was by far just right now. He's going to be voted. But I got to tell you somebody who I think is the least favorite. And it's I hate to say this. And I'm an Eagles fan. And I don't think it's biased. It's his methodology. And it doesn't shock me he's now gone from Dallas. And that's Zeke Elliott. And I'm telling you, when I play football, dude, if a dude came with just the way he does things, the way he didn't perform, the whole I'm eating your food, your salad, whatever that whole logo he does when he gets a couple yards or 20 yards, and then the whole nose ring thing just disturbs me. So he's never been a great player. He didn't live up to his contract. And I'm telling you, if you can't play, if you were a
hey
coach,
Adam,
you guys play.
Adam, yeah. What the hell does his nose ring got to do?
I'm going to tell you right now, if you came in the locker room in high school with a nose ring, you'd be like, take that damn thing over. Some lineman pulls it out. I was a lineman. You don't wear a nose ring. No lineman would ever even let you have it on your face. You might, if you have a beard, it might get pulled in the trenches. Don't wear a nose ring to a football game. Bro, play the game.
But what does that have to do with anything? That's like telling somebody.
Like nose
but,
rings,
look, but look, Adam, that's just like telling me don't rock my earring. When I played, I had my earring. I was one of the first players to ever
in
put an earring
ear
on.
In your ear.
But what's the difference?
And you were setting fast. Now
one's in your nose,
you
Key. The other's
lineman?
In your ears.
By the way, he was player too. You said he wasn't. He wasn't a great player once they paid him, which is usually how it works.
That's
with running
not.
Backs.
But see,
no,
you
he was a good player,
that,
not a great
that's
one.
Not,
Key.
That's not true.
Key, he was
Max.
A great player before
that's
he got
true.
Paid. He was a great player once he got the contract. A great player.
He still was a great player for a couple years after he got paid.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is Barry Sanders great?
Yes.
Let's stop referring to Ezekiel Elliott as great.
No, he was great in his at
for
his
that,
very best.
For that,
I think he
for
was
that
a great player.
Time span.
Sanders is the best ever.
For that time span of those couple years, well, though, Jay.
Best. That's
there you go.
Their level.
He was headed for greatness for a couple years in his career.
I hear you.
Yeah. So we're using it toward those years. We're not using it based on his entire career.
Okay. All right.
What year did he get
thank
paid?
Thank you for clarifying, Max.
Excuse me.
What year did he get paid,
Max? Max. Got to go to break.
I don't know. 2020? No, yeah. 2019?
2019, yeah. 1,400 yards 2018, almost 1,400 yards 2019, and then he once touched 1,000 yards since
no,
then.
No, remember he got suspended, too.
Oh, that's true. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN. We're presented
on,
by Progressive Insurance.
I don't need to read. I got it in my brain.
He's got to do his brain. Your call's coming up. Who's your least favorite athlete?
Jay, you still got your KJ. Belly piercing?
What?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
I'm laughing because my brother-in-law, Benny Bonacorsi, he always makes fun of us. He's like, well, y'all got tofu sticks at the house. He said, do I need to bring some deli meat over to your house again?
Yeah.
Like, bring some deli meat. Like, y'all having tofu sticks. Let me give you some ham, some turkey.
Yeah.
I know. I miss it. I miss those deli days.
Oof. You know, I don't know.
My wife ain't letting it happen.
I do that on the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is like another Thanksgiving for me because I get my special Super Bowl sandwich already. Oh, it's the best.
What do you put on your Super Bowl sandwich?
I do three different kinds of meats, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onions, and potato chips. And I smush it all down in a hero with some mustard.
No, mustard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't do mayo.
Yeah,
but I do roast beef, ham, and turkey. Yeah. All three.
Extra mayo for me, please, Key.
Okay, so you still got the belly piercing, Jay?
What? Man, you are nasty.
By the way, during the commercial,
hey,
was
yo!
That there was a thing on Twitter or something that people were asking, do you put the milk in first or the cereal in first?
How is this even
a question?
I've
never heard of anyone putting the milk in first.
How do you
say it? What are you, a cat?
You can't. You can't even
dumbest
get...
Dumbest thing I ever heard. I've never seen it even.
You can't maximize your cereal.
And it's going to be all floating on
top. Yeah, on top. What are you doing?
And then you got to get underneath it to get any milk in?
That's
it doesn't make any sense.
That's not a real thing. That can't be a real thing.
Tim in Alabama, who's your favorite athlete?
My favorite athlete is the Pittsburgh Steelers, current roster. My least favorite athlete is anybody left. And I shout out to Anthony Jennings for the Patriots as my another favorite athlete. I'm from Dadeville, Alabama, and I'm country, but I'm a true Steelers fan.
All right, baby.
Steelers Nation, baby. Steelers Nation.
I respect that.
Steelers got fans all over the country. When I was a kid, if your team was no good, the out-of-market team options were Cowboys and Steelers, right? So if you were fake, you liked the Cowboys, and everyone else liked the Steelers.
See, when I was a kid, I didn't pay attention to that. I don't know why. I guess because the Raiders were here, the Rams
were
here.
Yeah, Raiders were another national team.
The Raiders, Rams, and then the Cowboys was really – yeah, that was really – my team was the Cowboys as a kid.
But I'm with them, too. But my favorite athletes all play for my team, right? And then whoever plays for the other teams in the division, I hate them.
Yeah. Let's go to Jay in Atlantic City. He has some good food takes.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's happening?
How you doing?
What's up, man?
What's up? What you
quick
got?
Question. My favorite athletes, I like Mahomes and Steph Curry. I don't have a least favorite athlete. I love them, too.
All right.
As far as the food go, y'all was talking about, I just want to tell you, air-fried chicken is the best, and it does matter in regards to the macaroni and cheese. But here's a bigger point I want to get you guys' opinion. I saw Michael Jordan selling the Charlotte Hornets. Y'all think he's selling a team because he's just frustrated about how bad the team is because he's a bad GM and he's a bad talent evaluator?
Let me tell you this. For all the stuff that people have made fun of Michael Jordan over the years for with the Charlotte Hornets, the dude bought the team for $180 million. He's going to sell the team for $1.77 billion. I don't care.
Ten times
you
his
call
money.
Him whatever you want to call
is
him.
Is he selling the majority of the team or the entire team?
Majority. He's going to be a minority stakeholder.
Yeah, so he going to – yeah, so he's – he's probably just tired, man. I'll be tired, too. I'm Air Jordan, man. I ain't got time. I can't get people to play. I got problems with my roster. The kids are getting in trouble. It's like at some point, this is what we always argue about, or not argue about, but have conversations about the Uber billionaires buying teams, Jay. And I always tell you, I say, why would they take that headache on when they can? Their best friends are the ones who own the team. They go sit in their box.
Yeah, I've had some conversations with some guys. You're looking at deals like, yeah, guys like, you know, one of your other friends, like who's probably like, you know, doing it well, like an NFL player, is like, yeah, we can do this and probably make $1 or $2 million.
Why in the hell would
like,
I do that?
I'm trying to make $270 million.
No doubt about Jordan.
$450 million.
No, what strikes me about Jordan. Kobe won an Oscar, right? He had other things that he was really good at. LeBron James, you know, has not just businesses and has built up management companies and all this stuff, and you know, social activism and all this. Jerry West was a great player, became a great executive. Michael Jordan tried baseball. It didn't work out, right? He tried to own a team. He was a terrible owner. This dude is a basketball player. Like, he was the best ever.
Through and through.
Basketball.
But here's what I...
That was it.
But here's basketball. What I would say. But here's what I would say.
Yeah.
You're wrong, Max.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Brian Jordan.
He... Well,
that was all based on
if you want to go,
play,
if you, it, but if that's no, it's not based thing. On his back.
He didn't design the shoe.
He has to hire and sign off on all the designs. They don't just design the shoe and give it to you. You have to be involved with that process. Now he's taking it to another level. Now he's taking that part to another level. And then on top of that, Jay just mentioned the fact that he bought the team for a buck and some change, and is now worth X amount of billions.
Everyone who bought the team bought it for a buck and some change 10, 20, 30 years ago, and everyone's going to sell it. Like that's the lead.
Yeah, but you got to have the foresight to be able to understand and see that to want to do it.
There's a line around the block to buy NBA teams. He's not, Michael Jordan.
But he's the only black majority owner. Like in it.
You got to be able to see it, though, Max. It ain't just as simple as – I'm going to buy
it. I can see it.
Team.
I don't have the money to buy it. Like, I'd love to buy
God.
It.
Oh, God.
I could see it back then. I could see it now. I'd still like to buy an NBA team. Still not enough money to do it.
So I'm going
to
put in
well,
50
you
grand.
Just walk into a bank. I'm sure they'll give you what you need.
They'll give you the loan.
You know what? I never
sure,
thought
Mr.
about
Kellerman,
that.
Sure, Mr. Kellerman. Here's a $4 billion
damn
loan.
Damn it. Why didn't I think about that?
Don't worry about any collateral.
Pay it back.
Just, here, Mr. Kellerman, go see Cindy at the front desk and have her scan it, and we'll be fine. It'll be over in 6 hours, the wire will come through, and we'll let you know.
Let's go to Eli in Arizona real quick before we get out of here.
Where are we going?
It's the weekend. It's the best day of the week. Friday.
Second best. Third best.
Friday.
No, Eli, what's happening?
The week of Saturday, obviously.
Eli? Eli Manning?
I just wanted to shout out John Jones. I feel like he doesn't get enough love on national media. He's the greatest combat athlete we've ever seen. So just giving
greatest
him
greatest MMA fighter, Luka, yeah. Greatest MMA fighter.
Luca, if you could stop bullying my sons, that'd be very nice. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Greatest MMA fighter, John Jones. Just, you know, he moved up to heavyweight. First heavyweight fight of his career, he'd be arguably the best heavyweight in the world, like without hardly breaking a sweat. And he already had a crazy resume at light heavyweight. You know what's nuts about John Jones? He was a case of what might have been.
Max,
right? Like, John Jones is like, oh, if only he would have fulfilled his potential and still wound up the greatest MMA fighter of all time.
Do you think you could survive one round with an amateur boxer?
No.
At 50 with a bad back? No.
No?
No.
No. No, not even. I mean, you know, like.
I want to box Key. I think Key and I should do like a charity boxing match.
You want to fight me?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do it if I was you, Key. I'd leave him alone. You. Jay's been boxing since he was a little kid.
I want to box. You want to box, Key? You want to do it for charity?
Do I look like, just look at me. Do I look like a guy
that
engages in boxing?
I won't hit your
boxing?
Face. I gain all body blows.
I'm not, that's not my lifestyle, man. That's not what
that's
I do.
That's not my lifestyle.
No, I don't have time
getting
for that.
Getting punched.
I am a grown ass
Stephen
man.
Stephen A. Smith and I should do
I will
that.
Call that's the police on
Jay,
you.
Will, and Max.
That's what I'm going to do,
we're presented
Jay.
By Progressive Insurance.
I'm going to box Stephen
See
A.
you
Smith.
Monday. Enjoy the tournament.
You like that, Stephen?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.